The accusations against Oscar Arias obviously damage his reputation, but what does it say about the Nobel Peace Prize itself? For that, we reached out to Jody Williams. She won the Peace Prize in 1997 for her work eradicating landmines. Here's Jody.
Oh, it's so complicated, of course. I know Oscar. I'm not usually speechless, believe me. The Nobel Women's Initiative, of which I am the chair, is shocked. I'm shocked. And since it is in court, we believe that Oscar has the right to be investigated and we'll watch the outcome. Larger than that, though, is the issue of women speaking out and what happens to them when they do. Inevitably called liars, that they have some sort of nefarious goal in mind. For me, when Emma Daly of Human Rights Watch and the other women spoke out in support of the woman who, you know, has brought a criminal complaint against Mr. Arias, I think they're brave. And I think that it's amazing when women are willing to put themselves out there in support of other women.
Well, Aung San Suu Kyi is not part of that Nobel Women's Initiative. We spoke with you back in 2017 when Myanmar's military began a campaign against the Rohingya ethnic minority there, and you had some criticism for Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto leader of Myanmar. Here's that clip.
She allowed the international community to hold her up as a beacon of democracy and an icon of human rights. I've paid close attention to her actions since she's been the de facto head of government, and she is not acting like a beacon of hope for democracy in my book, nor is she protecting the human rights of all of the people of Burma, Myanmar.
So Jody Williams, that was you in 2017. I know it's not a great comparison, but both Oscar Arias and Aung San Suu Kyi have been widely criticized internationally, obviously for different reasons, since winning the prize. Do you think that dilutes our status as winners of the Nobel Peace Prize?
In the case of Aung San Suu Kyi, definitely. In the case of Oscar Arias and the allegations against him, to me that's different in terms of the work he did as a Nobel laureate. I think people confuse receiving the Nobel Peace Prize with suddenly becoming a sainted human being. It doesn't recognize your internal being. It's a recognition of the work that you and or people you work with, as in my case, have done to try to diminish militaristic tendencies in the world. And for sure, Oscar Arias has done that in his life and in that sense is deserving of the Peace Prize. That does not change the fact that he is being charged with sexual harassment and assault. But the work he did help out the situation of Central America.
Couldn't you say the same for Aung San Suu Kyi, though?
No, because it's not like she's doing something to an individual person. It is her entire being that she is lending to, in my view, genocide of the Rohingya and being extremely hard when people call her on it. The Peace Prize is about peace, and genocide is not about peace. So I truly believe in her case, it's very different.
I guess what I'd love to know, Jody Williams, is what does the prize then mean to you? And should it recognize strictly the work of the recipients and kind of nothing else?
I mean, I don't think it is a morality prize, but I certainly would not want to see it be given to someone who is demonstrably immoral or amoral, as in the case, in my view, of Henry Kissinger, which almost blew up the Nobel Committee when that recognition went to him, by the way.
It's interesting you mentioned Kissinger. There does seem to be a kind of inconsistency in the whole Nobel Peace Prize process. I mean, your work certainly seems worthy, but then you compare it with a Henry Kissinger or an Obama who got it before he had really done anything as president, or why Martin Luther King Jr. got one and Gandhi didn't. Are we equating the prize and its recipient with a kind of purity?
I'm not pure. And when I received the Peace Prize, I did not become pure, believe me. I am still the same fun-loving Jody Williams I've always been. But the work that we did was worthy of that recognition. In a Henry Kissinger case, I mean, he was clearly involved in the dirty wars of the Southern Cone. He ordered the Christmas bombings in Vietnam, Cambodia. How could you award a Peace Prize to that kind of human? And in my view, in that case, when actions are directly contradictory to what the Peace Prize is supposed to be about, they should not receive the prize. In the case of Aung San Suu Kyi, she did not reveal herself until she attained power. Hindsight is brilliant, and it makes me kind of want to go and take the flower out of her hair.
The Nobel Prize Committee currently cannot rescind an award. Do you know why that is, and do you think that should be an option in the future?
Boy, that'd be a hornet's nest. You know, their mandate is to recognize people and or institutions that have contributed to peace in one way or another. It's not their job after the fact to go back and assess them and put them on trial. You know, that's the International Criminal Court or public opinion. I don't think it's the Nobel Committee's duty to take back the prize, but I think it would be very powerful. It would require certainly setting up requirements that must be met in order to rescind a prize. Theoretically, I kind of like that idea, actually.
Jody Williams received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1997 and is part of the Nobel Women's Initiative. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.